Plans have been announced for a permanent expanded police presence in downtown Springfield, Massachusetts, in advance of the scheduled opening next year of the MGM Casino. City officials said Monday that a police substation will be put in a building on Dwight Street across from the Mass Mutual Center and roughly a block east of where the $950 million resort casino is under construction. The planned locations of a series of police kiosks or booths downtown were also revealed. The substation will serve as the base for a new metro area police unit that will consist of 41 specially trained officers and supervisors. MGM, as part of its casino development agreement with the city, is paying $1.5 million to support the additional downtown police presence. The casino is projected to draw 10,000 visitors a day to the city. Plans to beef up public safety downtown were announced by Mayor Dominic Sarno in March 2016 as part of an enhanced policing initiative that called for the largest police department hirings in more than 20 years.
Having a strong police presence, not only in our downtown area, but in our neighborhood areas, brings that sense of security, brings that sense of investment.
46 cadets graduated from the police academy last fall. A new police academy of 50 recruits has been budgeted to begin later this year. Police Commissioner John Barbieri said the new police unit in the Metro Center will be deployed roughly 6 months ahead of the scheduled opening of the MGM Casino in September 2018.
What you see in the Springfield Police Department is calls for services tend to drag all of our officers from east to west because that's where most densely populated is in the west side of the city. So it's our intention to man the metro area to the level that not only will be able to provide services to the businesses, the casino, the restaurants, and the residents that decide to work, live, and play in the metro area, but also provide the level of service to the rest of the community that's uninterrupted, what they've come to expect.
The police booths will be located at Main and Taylor Streets, Main and Morris Streets, and in Riverfront Park. The booths will be lighted and staffed round the clock.
So the goal is a holistic approach to that area to make it as safe as and as a quality of environment as we can for people to work, play, and live in.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said the public safety initiative is part of a comprehensive effort to bring activity and restore vitality throughout the downtown area.
It gets a little bit complex as we go through all the details of this, but rest assured, we have a team of people that are working on that.
The police substation will be located next to long-blighted Pinchon Plaza. The two-level park has a water fountain and an elevator, neither of which has worked in decades. The park has been fenced off from the public for years, and several attempts have failed to come up with the money city officials say is needed for repairs. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.